As the number of Americans with diabetes continues to grow and the cost of insulin to treat it keeps going up, some communities in Rochester are taking new steps to prevent the disease. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Pamela Bailey has identified the specific populations locally that are most at risk of developing diabetes.
In our community in Rochester, people who are at the highest risk for developing diabetes are people who are African American and Latino, and also people who are lower income.
Bailey coordinates community outreach programs for an office at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Basically, she trains the trainers. She teaches people what they need to know to run what URMC calls diabetes prevention programs.
We also talk a lot about culture, about diabetes itself and the effects that it's had on people. One of the questions that I ask in the training every time is, who here has been affected by diabetes? And I've never yet had no hands raised because everybody has been affected.
She says, in theory, the approach is actually really simple. Eat healthy, get some exercise, and lose a little weight. But in practice, it's a lot more complex.
Food itself is such a cultural thing. To tell somebody that you can no longer eat the food that you love and that your grandmother made and your mother made and you're making now, it's a lot. And it's actually can be very offensive to people.
Bailey says the programs also need to have leaders that know the geography of their communities. She says you can't just tell people to walk around the block each day if they don't live in a neighborhood where they feel safe walking outside. So their programs get local. One of them meets at the Faith, Hope, and Charity Church in the Plymouth Exchange neighborhood. The participants there learn about ways to fit healthy eating and exercise into their lives. And when they have problems, they work through them together.
Someone tell me, why do I not go to the gym? Why can't I get to the gym?
Can I make a suggestion? Linking with somebody.
Are you sure you want that? Because if that's what you want,
really, I do.
No, for real. Is that what you want? Because if you want, I will send you a text message every 2 minutes. You at the gym.
We'll work out a pattern.
Tiffany Crocker says that community support is really motivating.
It's just a great group to be in because we laugh, we share, we politely criticize each other, but we do it in a way that's like, okay, you can't ask us to hold you accountable and then not hold you accountable.
Each time they meet, they share a meal designed to show simple ways to eat healthier. Crocker says learning in a group led by people in her community is what's helping her change her lifestyle.
My weight has never really bothered me until I had a friend who lost their life and isn't able to see the grandkids. And that was when I was like, maybe I need to go ahead and get this together. But I struggled by myself trying to get where I needed to be.
URMC says there are more than 50 sites like this one around Rochester where people at high risk of developing diabetes have come together to learn how they can reduce their chances of developing the disease. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.